Blog Talk Radio.
She free. She says she like it when I'm nasty, so I'ma give her what she asks for. Beat the pussy in the backseat, and she gon' suck it till her torso. Yeah, 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 yeah. Drinking your juice like a liquor, I eat that pussy for breakfast. Shot that peach up like a blender. She feel me deep in her chest. Top of the moon, she give me top. I be so deep in her neck, I be so deep, she be wet. We take the sheets out the bed, we take the sheets out the bed. I took you home from the party, I took the clothes off your body. I made you come and you come and you come. Dug in that pussy, you run and you run. When I'm nasty, I don't even care. Pull it if it's fake or you're real ass. I don't know if that's fake or real back there, but it's like I'm on a pill. I drip, drip, drip. You know you always will. Remember me. You know your hoes won't forget. You know your hoes will. Remember me. You know your hoes won't forget. She said she like it when I'm nasty. Got my hands round her neck, so I'ma give her what she asked for. Ain't no telling what's next. Beat the pussy in the backseat. Whole lot of rough sex, and she gon' suck it till her torso. Incredible neck. Yeah, 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 yeah. Drinking your juice like the liquor,
yeah.
I eat that pussy for breakfast,
yeah.
Chop that peach up like a blender.
Peaches.
She feel me deep in her chest. Top of the moon, she give me top. I be so deep in her neck, I be so deep, she be wet. We take the sheets out the bed. Up in that pussy like I thought it was a trap. She let me do whatever while I'm digging out. Hang her head off the bed, told her keep it right there. I fuck her face, she let me spit all in her mouth. Then I put my fingers in her holes in her nose. Pretty motherfucker, suck her soul right out. I got that pussy on my lips like chapstick. I beat that pussy like my grandma did back it. You know your hoes won't forget it. You know your hoes will. Remember me. You know your hoes won't forget it. She said she like it when I'm nasty. I told her sit on my face, so I'ma give her what she asked for. Let a nigga get a taste. Beat the pussy in the backseat.
Backseat my D.
And she gon' suck it till her torso.
Do it like a real friend.
Pussy for breakfast, chop that peach up like a blender. She feel me deep in her chest. Top of the moon, she give me top. I be so deep in her neck, I be so deep, she be wet. We take the sheets off the bed. Up in that pussy like I thought it was a trap. I be so deep, she be wet. Thought it was a trap. Up in that pussy like I thought it was a trap. I be so deep, she be wet. We take the sheets out the bed. We take the sheets out the bed.
Yeah.
She bring her friends, cause with her homies ain't no fun.
once with him. Remember me, you know your wrongs won't forget.
And don't you motherfucker forget it. Yo, what the business is? It's your boy, Mr. Moby, motherfucker Dick. Motherfucker King of motherfucker Pittsburgh, a.k.a. Beast Mode, a.k.a. Hire the Eagles Pussy Having Babies, a.k.a. Welcome to the Dark Side, a.k.a. Oh, boy. I know I wasn't here last week. I apologize for that, but, you know, complications of life. So, yeah, that's what happens. So, ladies, thank y'all for coming to the goddamn Wet Wednesdays with your boy Moby. Well, tonight's show, yeah, it's a real juicy one tonight. We're going to be talking about double standards. Yeah. A lot of double standards out there, you know. A lot of things, you know, people. Well, it's a lot of double standards with women and men, okay? And, you know, it's been always the trademark ones, and there's some new ones, you know, just new generation. So, you know, there's going to be new double standards that's out there these days. So, you know, I'm here to talk about it. You know, if you got anything, you got some double standards, there's some new age double standards that you think is need to be talked about, tell me about it. Tell me how you feel about it. I got a couple myself. So, yeah. With that being said, I got a couple calls online. Y'all know how I do this. Oh, wait. Shout out, first off, hold on, wait, before I start the show. Shout out to my mama. Before I got on this show, shout out to my mama. She made me this fire spaghetti plate. Oh, my Jesus. This plate is bomb. It was bomb. Oh, my Jesus. But, yeah, shout out to my mama for making my spaghetti plate for me. I love you, mama. Yeah, so like all show, like every show I do, y'all know how I start the show off. I got to fire my blunt up. Now, usually I have a lighter for this. I hear this flicking noise. No, not tonight. I have a candle. I'm in the ambiance. I'm in the zone. I'm in like a, it's, anyway. I just got my little settings. So I just get puffy, you know. You gotta. Now you got puff on that pussy. You got. You got puff on that pussy sometimes, you know. That thing. Anyway, y'all know what I'm saying. Okay. I'm sorry. Y'all know how to get down. Y'all know how to get down with this shit. But, yeah, ladies, tonight's show is going to be called Double Standards. And if you're on live with me right now, this is a show that's going to be called on Wet Wednesday, 646-929-0558 is the number to call. Press 1, and you'll be live with me on the air with me right now. If you're on the air with me right now, if I see your number, I'm going to call you, talk to you, say what's up to you. How you doing? You know what I mean? So, ladies, thank you for listening to the show. First off, that's one thing I want to say. Thank y'all so much for listening to the show. That's why I got fucked the weed. Eagle pussy, I have babies. Anyway, all right, so let me get to these callers. I got my first caller right here, area code 229-375. Y'all know how I do this? I tell y'all area code and your first three numbers. So if you know your area code and your first three numbers of your phone number, I'm talking to you. All right, area code 229-375. You're rocking me live. Who is this?
Hey, Moby.
Hey, who this?
This is Sunshine.
Hey, Sunshine.
How are you?
Oh, I'm so glad you called the fucking show. Before I even start this fucking show, ladies, I want y'all to hear some shit with this motherfucker right here. Okay, I didn't get to talk about this last week, but I'm going to talk about it now. This motherfucker here, and I'm pointing at the phone like she's really standing right next to me, but this motherfucker here had a nigga to get on his hands and knees and beg for forgiveness to come back. And this
and I'm
motherfucking
still saying
nigga,
no.
What?
Still saying no.
Okay, why did you say no?
It wasn't sincere.
What?
It wasn't sincere enough for me.
It wasn't sincere enough for you. Now you know this is the new age right here, right? So he went on a book with it. He was on Facebook with it. So, you know, that's everybody in the world to see. So you don't think that was sincere enough?
He said he didn't care if anybody posted it on Facebook or whatever, because he was in front of his sisters, his brothers, his cousins, nieces, and nephews. I still say I know.
Okay. All right. I'm not going to judge you about it. I'm not going to ask you no questions about it because you cut off dicks. So, hey, I will leave that alone for today.
No,
all
I
right,
don't.
So. Sunshine,
I have never done nobody
show.
Like that.
Sunshine, you already said it on the show that you would cut off a penis. So
no, I didn't. I threatened to, but I didn't.
But you will, though, right?
No, I wouldn't do nobody like that.
Okay. I don't believe you, but okay. Whatever. Anyway, all right, Sunshine. Hold on one second. All right, I got an area code 213. I think this is my producer right here. Miss Lady V, what's happening?
Hey, baby. How are you?
I'm cool. I'm chilling. So how do you feel
not
about Sunshine having her man growl on his feet and beg for your forgiveness, and she said no?
Well, I mean, I wasn't there, so, I mean, you know, she felt like it wasn't sincere enough for her. I mean, I'm not sure why she would feel that, but, of course, I wasn't there. So, hey, if she felt like that, she obviously have a reason to feel like that. And so you can't knock her for feeling the way she feels. And she probably did the right thing and what's best for her and her life, because at the end of the day, it is her life.
Hey, I'm not going to argue with it. Like I said, I already know how she get down, so I'm going to leave it alone. So, yeah, all right. All right, so hold on, Lady V. Hold on. All right, I got area code 214-927. Is this Miss Candy?
Yes.
Hey, Mustard.
Shut up. Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right. I told you your name is Mustard with me.
I know, right?
Anyway. So how do you feel about that? I guess you feel the same way, huh? It had
I
to be
feel
done,
the
huh?
same way. Yep.
All right. Okay. That's what's up. All right, cool. All right, hold on, Miss Candy. All right. So I'm going to do something a little different tonight. I'm going to go to the board. Find me a nice song to play. And ladies, after I get done with this song, we're going to get on this topic for tonight. Double standards. What are some new age double standards? I had a few double standards brought to me today. You know, like, you know, you should talk about this type of double standard or this type of double standard. I got a juicy double standard that's kind of, it need to be talked about. It need to be very much talked about. So, ladies, I want y'all to welcome to Wet Wednesdays with your boy, Mr. Mobile Motherfucking Dick. Yeah, y'all know what it is. This your boy. Love y'all. Hold on. Wet Wednesdays. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. Y'all know how I am. I'm ghetto as shit. Listen, all my callers right now, all my listeners right now, if you're on live with me right now, I need you to press that one button. I need you to go live with me right now. I need all y'all on this line. Yeah, I need to see all these numbers pop up on my phone right now, because we're going to get on this double standard stuff. The number to call is 646-929-0558. 646-929-0558. Press that one button, and we're going live with me, all right? If you're listening, if I talk to you on Facebook about it, now's the time to come on with me, and it's going down. Yeah, Wet Wednesdays. Now I'm high as Eagles pussy, having babies. Welcome to the dark side.
Start speaking Spanish, very sexually. You with energy. After I'm done, you're still telling me you won't let a Gemini. Ooh, what a sex drive. She wanted it from the front, back, left, and the right. Baby, I will guarantee, yeah, to give you everything your body's missing. Baby,
took a shower, dressed, cleaned up my place, made me some breakfast, toast, two scrambled eggs, grits, grab my keys, grab my purse, grab my jacket off to work. Beaming on.
BendingRealityMag.com for a unique twist on virtual fantasy and everyday life. Trending and little-known pop culture tidbits, featured talents on the rise, advice on keeping home, work, and sex life on an even keel, virtual club reviews and interviews, fun horoscopes, and so much more. Check it out today at www.BendingRealityMag.com.
All right, y'all. My bad about that. I'm sorry about that. I apologize about that. All right. Yo, welcome to Wet Wednesdays, y'all. All right, so we're going to get into the goddamn topic of the night because I got an hour on the show. Lady V, don't you say nothing. All right. I got to call her on the line first. You know what I'm saying? Area code 229-449. You're welcome, La. Who's this?
It's Miss K, sweetie.
Hey, Miss K, how you doing, baby?
Wonderful, love. How are you?
I'm all right. About to get on this topic right now. All right, hold on, baby. All right, hold on. Okay, so topic, double standard. All right, so the average double standard these days is the original one is if a man has sex with a lot of women, he's a pimp or a player, okay? If a woman has sex with a lot of men, she's a whore. Okay, now, disclaimer, I don't believe in that. If a man has sex with a lot of women, then guess what? He's just a hoe just like she is. Okay, so it doesn't change anything in life. All right, that's my first thing about that. Okay, so with that being said, that's a regular double standard that's been around for a long, 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 long time. Okay, so with that being said, what do you have? Let's just say this generation, this new generation, and I'm gonna break it down into aspects. Let's just say when it comes to sex, okay, we're gonna talk about sex first. We're gonna talk about sex. We're gonna talk about business. We're gonna talk about fashion. You know, different aspects of double standards. Okay. So with that being said, sunshine. Let's go with sex. What is a new age double standard that you can think of that still exists and we can say that, you know, needs to stop or, you know?
How? You know how it's like, it's not about really involving sex. It's like parenting. How everybody at first is like, oh, it's deadbeat dads out here, but then it's a double standard because there are deadbeat mothers out here.
Okay, that's a good one. That deadbeat dads are getting the bad end of the stick. Well, okay, deadbeat dads should get the bad end of the stick, first off. Okay, you're a deadbeat. But, like, if a guy's doing what he's supposed to do, he gets the bad end. But if a woman is not doing what she do, it's like she still runs the law. Am I right? That's what you're saying?
Well, I mean, it seems like either way, it does seem like that because most people are like, oh, you're the mom, you know, you do this, you do that, whether on the dad end, well, oh, he ain't no dad, he ain't about nothing, da 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 da, stuff like that. But really, the deadbeat mother should be just as in the wrong as the father, if the father's not doing anything.
Okay. All right. So you believe a woman should go on child support?
Yes.
All right. That's that. Yeah. Okay. All right, hold on. I'm gonna keep that one going. Hold on, Ms. K. Do you feel that a woman should be on child support?
Yes, if the father is doing everything for his child and he has full custody, then yes, just like they do the men. Why shouldn't?
All righty, okay. All right, hold on, Ms. K. Hold on, Ms. Lady V. Lady V, I know this motherfucker. You know what? All right. I'm going to stop that. Miss Candy, what you think?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So you think a woman should be on child support if she ain't doing what she's supposed to be doing, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right, hold on. All right, I got a private caller right now. So I'm gonna answer who this is. Private caller, Rock and Loud. Who is this? You can make up a name. Who is this?
We don't have to make up any names. Everybody know who we are. Latrice and Patrice.
I don't know. This is who?
You do.
Okay, I know who this is. Who is this? Give me a name.
I'm Patrice, and that's Latrice.
Oh, my God. Patrice and Latrice. Here we go. Here we go. Oh, goddamn. Oh, goddamn. Oh, so you know. Oh, shit. These two motherfuckers. Okay, hold on. Let me. Why do y'all always call private? That's what I want to know.
So you won't be stalking us?
I'm not going to stalk y'all. What the hell? You know what? All right. You're right. I'm going to leave that alone for today. Okay. Latrice and Patrice. Okay. What's up, y'all? How y'all doing, ladies?
Good.
All right. I'm glad y'all called into the show. That's what's up. All right. So what is a new age double standard for you?
Can you tell us what everybody else said? Because we don't want to repeat, like, what everyone else said.
Nobody else said anything. Right now, we're just talking about if a woman's a deadbeat, she should be on child support, basically.
True. I agree.
Okay. So what is a new age? What is a new age, you know, double standard for you as a woman, as ladies?
The tree?
Ooh, wee. I don't know. With women, it's a lot of double standards. So, ooh, wee, that's tough.
Okay.
I got one for
all the ladies right now. I'm got one for y'all. Okay. Here's a double standard. That. Okay, when a man gets a woman's name tatted on his chest or body or whatever on his body, it's cute. It's like, oh, he ride for his girl. But when a woman do it, you stupid. How do you feel about that? So do you feel like women should, it should feel the same way for you know what I'm saying, should it be the same boat that she ride for her nigga and she got him tatted on her? Or is it stupid that people get tattoos on their body, period?
No.
You know what I'm saying? Of lovers.
I think it's cool. Like, if you were in a relationship and you feel like it's going to last, if you get your man's name tatted, that's on you. That's your business. You know what I mean? So what everybody else think, you know, it don't really matter. Because if you love him and he love you, he got your name tatted too, then it's all good.
Okay, I'm gonna get somebody else to answer that one too for me, because hold on. Okay, that was, who was that, Patrice or Latrice? Which one was that?
This is Latrice.
Okay, Patrice, what do you feel?
Well, I feel like there's always going to be double standards when you're talking about men and women. Like, that's not ever going to end. It's always going to be that.
Okay, so I'm making it a double standard of, should you, people that get their spouse's name tatted on them, are they dumb or are they riders?
Neither
I don't think it's either one.
Right.
I don't think it's either one.
Okay.
I mean,
if
it's somebody that you just smashing or that you know crushing on or whatever.
I've known people
to do that. Now that's dumb. But if this really, you know, the person that has your heart and you know what I'm saying, you have his and it's a mutual thing, I don't think it's dumb at all. It's just a decision that you make, just like what you gonna eat for dinner or whatever.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Miss Candy, go ahead. How do you feel about that?
Okay, it's not stupid. It's basically, like you said, if you love someone, then yeah, y'all going to do that together. It's not stupid, because at the end of the day, that same person say you're stupid, they're going to turn around and do the same thing. So, no, it's not double standard.
God, I'm gonna hurt her. Okay. Miss K, you on live, go ahead.
Okay, well, I won't say dumb, but it's not a good idea. That's just from experience. You could think that this person is the love of your life and that y'all are going to make it or whatever, and get his name tatted and you still don't make it. There you are, stuck with a tattoo that you have to now either cover up or expensively have removed. Like I said again, from experience. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's to be done either way.
Okay, hold on. Miss Sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
I don't feel like it's stupid at all for a woman to tell her spouse's name or a guy to tell his spouse's name because it's out of love. Say if y'all get married, y'all don't want rings, y'all tattoo each other's names on their fingers. That's what I've seen plenty of people do. And if the things don't work out, they cover it up. But, I mean, I feel like they do it out of love. I feel like they do it because it's their business and they don't care about nobody judging them because they're grown at the end of the day. They make their own decisions and it's their money.
Okay. Okay, so I started this conversation at the bottom, so I'm going to start this conversation at the top with you. Now, this is the reason why I asked this question, because I found out there's a girl that has about 4 or 5 tattoos of relationships tatted on her body. Go ahead.
Yeah. I don't think it's, I mean, if it's all names, that's a little much.
Nice. It's nice.
If it's all names, that's a little much. I can understand getting something that might make me think about you when I look at this tattoo. But if, with names like that, I know them from my point of view, that might turn a guy away from you because he's going to like, God, you got all these niggas' names tattooed on you. They ain't your kids. So I think that's kind of a bit much. Like, every relationship, you don't need to tap the name. If it's y'all going to be on some to them do us part type stuff, then yeah. But other than that, no, that's too much.
Okay. All right, I thought it was just me. So, yeah. All right, hold on. All right, ladies. So, I got another double standard for you. Now, this one kind of a doozy. Okay, so I've been watching this show, Grey's Anatomy. I don't ever heard of it. You know what I'm saying? It's a kind of a good show. Don't judge me. I watch white shit, okay? I watch white shit. I used to be an only child, and we didn't have cable, so we still had to watch whatever the fuck was on TV. Well, I had to watch because I was an only child. But, yeah, so, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, I watched Grey's Anatomy. So, it's a scene in the movie where the doctor comes in, and they're telling about the patient, and then he walks in, and they're like, who's the patient? He's like, well, it's your mother. So he walks in, he's all frantic, So there's a young dude there. They think it's he thinking it's a paramedic. Come to find out, it wasn't a fucking paramedic that brought him in. Come to find out, it was her boyfriend. Now, this is the problem with this. The mama is about, I'm going to say, 70. And the young man is about 35, and they in a relationship. So a double standard to this is that's nasty. But do you feel that it's nasty? I don't know. Y'all tell me, okay? Like, is old love still great love when it's with somebody young? Because he found out the dude was 35, like he's old enough to be his brother. So, yeah, go ahead, Shanshan, go.
Yeah, see, I can't fool with that. I'm sorry, I can't fool with that. It's just like, I was just talking about that earlier, like a lot of my friends, they find my mother attractive. My mom's in her 40s, but they find my mother attractive. And they like, oh, we're going to be upset at it. We're going to be upset at it. No, first, what you're not going to do is you're not going to put your dick in where I came out. No, we're not having that. You almost
hey, yo, I had
my
that I had that problem growing up, too. I had that problem growing up, too. I definitely had that problem growing up, too. My mama got one of them, you know, them Miss Fanny booties. So, you know, I had a bunch of niggas in the hood, like, boy, I can't wake up next morning, boy, with some bread. Nigga, I will fuck you up. You finish that sentence right now. I swear to God.
Right.
I can't finish
I'm
that
telling
sentence.
You that, you think I done threatened to cut somebody's thing off. That'll be the first person that had that done to them. It would be a first modern day circumcision.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Hold on. Okay. So, Ms. K, so your mama walk in the room with a 35-year-old man. Go. How you feel about that?
Being that I'm 3, I hate it. But, sorry, mommy. My mom's a cougar, so I deal with it, you know, so. But I hate it.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry to hear that. I didn't know it was a touchy subject for real. I apologize.
Okay. Okay. I deal with it.
Okay. All right. Your mama's a cougar. Yep. Hey, mama. Tell your mama I said hi. Let me stop. I'm done.
Oh, no.
Hold on. All right. Miss Candy, go ahead.
No.
What?
No.
He was late.
Nasty. No. No. Mm-mm.
No? You couldn't do it?
No. No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
So, so I'm saying, though, like, she's really in love. She's happy.
I will accept it, but, I mean, I don't have to look at them every day. So,
okay, but I mean,
she's gone,
so this,
she can do what she want to do.
So your brother-in-law is 35.
I would deal with it, but no, hey, no,
Oh shit!
I can't even imagine it.
I bet. Okay, hold on. Let me go to the twins. Hold on. Twins, Latrice and Patrice. So your mama.
Mm-hmm.
How old is your mama? Hold on. First off, how old is your mama?
53.
Your mama 53.
Yep. Yes.
Okay, so my mom is 58. Okay, so your mama will still get it. Okay, anyway, that's beside the point. I was just trying to figure out the age. Like, I have a rule. Listen, I have a rule in my life. I'll have sex with any woman under the age of my mama. if you're under my mom, you'll get it. I swear to God, you'll get it. But you ain't, if you put my mama and over, nope, can't do it. Anyway, all right, so how do you feel about that, Patrice and Latrice? Your mom was 53, and she's in her 70s now, and she got a good young 34-year-old, good 34-year-old. That's fine.
I'd be like, does he got a brother?
What the fuck? What? What? Whoa, wait a minute. I knew it, and somebody had to do it. What the fuck did you just say? Who was that? Was that Latrice? I think that was Latrice. That sounded like a Latrice. I swear that sounded like a Latrice to say some shit like that.
Yeah, because that's what I would ask her. Because, like, I have no filter. Like, I talk to my mama like I talk to anybody else. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, what's the point of hiring anything? I'd be like, dang, hook me up too, boo.
Wow. Okay, Patrice.
If he's fine, I'm like,
oh my
yes.
God. Patrice, do you feel the same way?
No.
Yeah, I do.
What?
I feel the same
way.
Oh my God. I might not want the brother now. I might not want that, but I might want the daddy.
What the? Whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah, because
oh,
if the son's 35, that means that if my mama's 70, we probably going to be like 50 something, so the daddy 50 something, so he can get it.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh my God. What just happened here?
I mean,
what
I feel like if she's happy and he ain't on no
you know what I mean, no other stuff, then I let them do what they do. I wouldn't trip off of that.
If he treats her good, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I'm going to ask this question. I'm going to go deeper down this rabbit hole. I'm going to go down deeper down this rabbit hole, starting with y'all. Okay. So, y'all say this. All right. Let's see how bold y'all are. Talk to your mama like that. All right. So, your mama come in, and she got this glow about herself. And you say, mama, what's wrong with you? And she says, baby, I can't talk to you about that. And she says, you all say, no, mama, what happened? What's wrong? What's going on? You look glowy. And she says, okay, well, y'all sure y'all want to hear this? And you like, yeah. And she says, well, baby, boy, that young boy put that dick on me last night. Boy, I cannot. My hip is all over here and to the side. Boy, I didn't have my pussy beat open like that in years. What are you going to say then? Go ahead.
I'm going to be like, shoot, what you do? Shit, did you represent?
Oh, my God. God, this is so, I should have went down this hole. I'm going, hold on. Hold
don't
on.
Tell me. Don't tell me you just did you like that now. Come on now. You got to, for real.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. I put y'all on mute on accident. I even beat the beat y'all. I beat y'all on accident. Hold on. Hold the fuck up. Hold on. Hold on. Whoa. Holy shit. Did they just say they were, hold on. V, you hear V?
Yes, love.
Did you hear this?
I did.
Okay. So how do you feel about this? If your mama had a young tenderoni 35 years old.
Hey, I'm going to tell her that shit. Get that dick right, boo. Shit. Hey, you might as well get on it, because if you don't, I will.
What the fuck? This is, why? Why did that just come? You know what?
You asked a question. If you did not want to know, you know you shouldn't have asked.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you're right. Hold on. Yeah. Oh, God. I don't know how y'all feel about this. Hold on, Sunshine. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, Sunshine, how you feel about that? Just deeper down the rabbit hole. If your mama told you her man put that dick on her. He 35.
Ooh, turn up. Shoulder, he got a son?
Oh, my God.
He got a son
God.
Or a little brother?
Oh,
you got somebody
God.
Around my age, we can talk.
So you do know if you have sex with his son, that makes him your brother?
He ain't
right?
My brother by blood. And who say they gonna get married? They
Let's
could
just
be cut buddies. There ain't nothing wrong with older people having cut buddies. There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay, let's just go dive deep and hold it. Say they do get married.
I see that. That's a whole nother story. Cause then I'm gonna lock everybody out and hide their keys. We ain't having
okay.
Ain't no stepdaddy. Ain't no stepdaddy, bitch. Ain't no stepdaddy
yeah,
this way. We don't play that.
Yeah, hold on. No. Wait a minute. They got married. Now what happened to the brother or the son? You don't want him now?
Nah, see. Then, nah, I ain't going to want him. Somebody walk past me, not even see. No.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Okay. I don't know why I'm going to keep going down this hole, but I am going to keep going down this hole. Okay, Miss K. All right, so your mama come in and say the man dicking her down. Okay, are you going to say where the brother at too? Are you the same way with everybody else?
No, sorry, unfortunately, no, Moses. I was trying to light this blunt before you got back in my phone. Damn. You're just messing me up with this question tonight. Again, I already go through this. My mom is a cougar. She is the reason I am who I am. Oh, my God. Please kill the visual, Jesus. Help me.
All right. I'm going to leave that alone. I'll let you go with that. You smoke your blunt. Yeah, go ahead. I'm stop. Okay, Miss Candy, how would you feel about that?
I'm going to ask her. She needs to go on and give me some pornos.
something.
Some what?
Is she glowing? Is she glowing and I'm not glowing? She doing something right. She needs to sit down and talk to me.
I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. Listen. Okay, so would you date the brother? Would you date the would you date the 35-year-old brother? Or you know, like, would you date his brother?
Yeah. Hell yeah. But if they married, no. I asked for the cousin that.
Okay. All right. You know what? I'm gonna talk. Y'all gonna learn something about Moby today, okay? All right, Candy, hold on 1 second. All right.
All right.
Okay. Now y'all know who I am on my show. Y'all know I always go and give y'all, you know, little bits of my life, little things goes on in my life on a daily basis. Okay. So I don't know if this is kind of double standard or just kind of weird or whatever, because you want to fucking call it whatever. I don't care. Anyway. Because this is my life. I have to deal with this shit. Okay, so my mama, Lord bless her, she would hate me and kill me right now to hear me talk about this conversation. But guess what? I don't care. I've done worse things in life. All right. So my mama, Lord bless her soul, she scares me. She really scares me. Now, my mom used to date this guy named, let's just say, Bert. Okay? Guy was named Bert. Okay. Now, she dated Bert for years. You know, I seen Bert around when I was a young boy. Da 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 da. So time move on, she breaks up from Bert. Years go on, she gets married. You know what I'm saying? She has another boyfriend. That guy don't work out. She gets married. He doesn't work out because he cheats on her with a white woman. So whoop-de-whoop, she all of a sudden she meets this other guy. Now this other guy, kind of a cool cat at first, you know what I'm saying? Slick talking a little bit, you know what I mean? But you find out later on in their relationship that first off, they were only dating a month before they got married. That's for one. A month. Two, they got married in the courthouse. That's for two. Three, Bert has a younger brother. The younger brother is now my mother's husband. Boom. Okay, so I have to ask this question. Is it just me? Or do I find my mom, is my mom to me, okay, to me, my mom is like unreally weird, but like she's a gangster about this shit. I don't know if that makes her a gangster or makes her weird. Okay, so I'm going to go down the line and ask everybody how y'all feel about this. Okay, so Sunshine, go.
Your mom, I don't know now. That's kind of off the wall now. I don't know. That's kind of the boss though. But then again, all that's wrong. No, I can't. Go on to the next person. I ain't gonna say nothing else.
She's
I can't
deal.
I ain't saying nothing. Okay. Now another thing else.
Hold on. Okay, hold on. All right. Miss K, how do you feel about it?
Wow. Now, mama gangster. Your mom is a gangster, but that is kind of weird, mom. Sorry.
Okay. I thought it was just me.
You're not alone.
All right, good. Okay, I thought it was just me. All right, hold on 1 second. Okay, Miss Candy?
I plead the fifth.
Don't do that.
Okay. I'm not going to. Okay, I'm just this one time, but that's weird. It is.
Hold on. Okay, I'm going to go to Lady V. Hold on. I'm going to go to V because I know she got something to say. Hold on. V, go ahead.
Well, first of all, Moby, how do you know I just got something to say? You just know that for a fact, don't you?
Yep.
Okay, let me go on and say what I'm going to say. Y'all just remember, God ain't through with me yet, okay? Okay, first thing first, your mama is gangster as hell, because that's some gangster ass shit for real. That's some shit I probably would have did my damn self. Like, nigga, oh, you thought you was doing something? Nigga, yeah, all right, mm-hmm. Nigga's been doing it for years, so, I mean, it is kind of weird, but, hey, I give it to them. Show thing gon' lay. I mean, but you know, we've had this conversation because you know, mama's just kind of like a few ways. So yeah, you know, hey.
But get okay.
That thing on.
Okay. Now, yeah. Here is. Hold on, V. I'm gonna put you on mute and then we'll put you on. Because guess what, V? I'm sorry, but I only did a 9-minute show, so I got 36 minutes left. So yeah.
I'm glad you told me. I ain't gonna cuss you out on the air. You all right. Go on and get your 90 minutes in.
I love you. Okay.
I love you too, baby.
I had to do it that way for a reason. Okay.
Okay.
I'm
pretty sure you have a reason behind this sanity.
I know. Hold on. Okay. Now, here's the twist. Now, I don't know growing up what was the problem with Bert. Why did they break up? You know, I'm a kid at the time. But I like Bert. Bert was actually kind of goddamn cool. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Bert did his job. He worked, you know what I'm saying? Handled business. I don't know what was wrong with Bert, but whatever the case may be. Now, the husband she has now, they've been married for 13 years. This nigga ain't shit. When I say this nigga ain't shit, right now as it stands, I want to walk in the house and whoop his ass until I can't whoop his ass no more. Okay? He don't do shit. My mama paying for shit. And he just getting away with shit. And he's cheating on my mama. And all this shit here. Now, how do you feel about that shit? Yeah. Tell me how you feel now. What should I do now? Should I whoop his ass? Because I know he ain't shit. And he keep fucking with me because he keep doing stupid shit that's pissing me the fuck off, that I'm going to jump in his ass. And anyway, so how do y'all feel about that? Oh, Sunshine.
Hey, they gotta go down. Gotta go down.
See, that's what I'm talking about, Sunshine. Everybody else want to be turning the other motherfucking cheek. I want to fuck
with
him.
And the reason why I say that, because growing up, it's always been me and my mama. I always been protective over my mama to this day. When my mama go to work and stuff, let her post something on Facebook, oh, somebody did this or somebody did that. I'm about to clock out of work, go down to her job and see what's going on. I just saw the dude the other day she was talking to. I slap you and dare you to believe about my mama. I'm like, but everybody want to be, oh, no, turn the other cheek, you know, be nice. No, mm-mm. The king of suffer violence and the violence is taken by force. That's just how I see it.
Okay, good. I'm glad because everybody else keeps telling me to turn the other motherfucking cheek on this nigga. And I swear to God, I'm going to turn the other cheek and it's not going to be the right motherfucking cheek. I'm going to take my right hand and rock his ass in his left cheek. That's what I'm going to do. Don't ask me how that's going to work, but it's going to work, okay? Just know. Anyway, all right. Thank you, Judge Ryan. Hold on. Ms. K, how do you feel about it?
Well, I'm going to tell you, you're not wrong. I'll tell you that much. If I could get to him, well, bump that. When I did catch my stepdaddy, we jumped on him, so, hey.
Okay, good. Good. I'm glad. Okay, cool. Okay, that's two. All right. I swear, if I get three more that says go whoop his ass, I'm going to whoop his ass tonight. I swear to God.
Wait.
I freaking love. Hold on. Two. Go ahead. Candy, what you got to say?
Whoop his
ass.
There go another one. I get two more callers to tell me the woman that I'm going to whoop his ass tonight. I'm going to take a love. Hold on. Lady V.
Let me go on and get my polo boots, baby. This got 3 good minutes, baby. We on and popping, rocking and stomping, and whatever else you want to be. Let me tell you something, baby. You don't play with the mama. First of all, that's the queen of queens. Baby, you only get one mama. And that's just real, because I'm going to tell you right now, any motherfucker step to my mama wrong, say anything, baby. I don't care if me and my mama got the best relationship or the worst relationship. And trust and believe, me and my mama ain't that close. But, baby, I dare a motherfucker to step to my mama on any level fucked up, baby. I'm going to smash your ass. And that's just real. So
all
let
right,
me put my polo boots on, baby, and get my bail money, baby. I'm on the way.
All right, see, that's it. I got one more. Hold on. I got one more caller. I don't know even who this is. They just got on the line with me. 773-297. That's your number. 773-297. You rocking with me live. What you say? Should I whoop my stepdaddy's ass because he ain't shit? What do you think? Hello? 773, you here? Please give me an answer. You're the deciding answer right now. Should I go whoop my stepdaddy's ass? I don't even know who you are. Come on.
Hey, I'm sorry, man. I came in a little late. I was trying to find out what was the topic about.
Oh, should I whoop my stepdaddy's ass because he ain't shit? Because he cheated on my mama and he ain't doing shit right at the house and he keep fucking with me and keep fucking with me, keep fucking with me. Should I whoop his ass? You're the deciding vote right now. Should I go whoop my stepdaddy's ass? It's on you. What should I do? I'm going to whoop his ass right now. If you go tell me after this show's over, I'm going to go whoop his ass right now. Or should I turn the other cheek and let my mama live her life? Go.
Let your mama live her life, man.
Damn it. It had to be somebody.
Let me ask you this. Is he hitting your mama?
No, he ain't. No.
Let her be. That's her decision, her life. She's a grown woman.
Hey, but he is cheating on my mama with crackheads. Go ahead with that one. You go next.
Hey, I'm telling you like this. I will confront him on it. Be like, let him know, man. Hey, slow that shit down. But no, man. You ain't gotta beat him down. What you gonna go? You gonna go to jail for no reason, man? That's your mama's decision. See, if she loves him and she wants to be with him, hey, what can you say?
See, there's always that. Hey, everybody else had, hey, look, bro, swear to God, I had a whole bunch of devils on that left shoulder. I had a whole bunch of red on that left shoulder. You just, that one angel over here, you swear to God, you was, I swear to God, because I am pissed. Like, he did some stupid shit. Like, I found, swear to God, bro, on my mom's porch, I found a light notice about some shit about to get cut off at the house. What the fuck? And you laying in a fucking bed? My mom was out here fucking working, nigga? What? You know what?
Hey, I understand how you feel, bro, and I know it's, you know, I know what he's doing is wrong, but, you know, it's on your mom to understand that she's got to probably step away from that situation. You can only give her advice, but like I said, she's a grown woman, man. She's a grown woman that's going to make her decision.
Yeah, good. Thank you, brother. See, you know what? Woo, see? I told you, I was serious. I was so serious. Thank you, brother. Hold on 1 second. Stay on the line. I was so fucking serious. I was really going to go whoop his ass. Like, I'm serious. I don't like this nigga no more. Like, I don't like him. I don't like him. But anyway, okay. Enough about my life. We're going to get off of my life for a bit. I got 28 minutes left on this goddamn show. So, we're still talking about double standards. I got a double standard. No, that's not a good double standard. I'm leaving that double standard. I don't think that's a double standard. I just think that should not be right now of the way of fashion that what men are wearing. I blame Young Thug what are these young boys is wearing these days. But we're not going to get into that. That's another subject for another day. yeah, Sunshine. Okay, wait, hold on. Sunshine, Lady V. Okay, cool. Sunshine.
Yes, sir.
A double standard of, let's say, the business. Okay. What's one double standard of business that you think should change when it comes to business in the workplace? Go.
Dating a coworker.
Okay. Go ahead with that one. I like that one. Go. I like that one.
Yeah, dating a coworker because, you know, it could be you're talking to a good-looking guy or a good-looking female. Well, in my case, in my job, I hate the bitches out there. There's one guy that just started out there. Since the day he started out there, it's been nothing but lies and stuff like that because he looks good. He wanted to be, you know, at a peaceful job or whatever. No. So with him having attention to me, they don't like it. So it's like the lies come up, the rumors, stuff like that. So it's kind of, we spaz out on people like that. But, no, that's a big no-no. That's always been a big no-no.
Okay. All right. So you think double standard that having relationships in the workplace should not happen, but some people think
because, like with females, they see it as, yeah, this issue might come up, this issue might come up, or that issue might come up. But with a guy, they seem like, oh, she ain't gonna say nothing. It's all good. It's all gravy. But not knowing, somebody might end up doing something or saying something, and it just goes from there.
Okay.
So
right.
My
hold
own people say the first I can't do.
Okay. Hold on. All right, Ms. K, what do you think? Relationship in the workplace, should it be okay or should it not be okay for men or women? You know, because when it comes to men with that, you know, it's frowned upon, but it's not, you know what I'm saying, looked at. Well, when it comes to women, you know, it's, hey, you heard about her and Bobby in accounting, you know. So how do you feel about that?
I think it should be, especially if they live together, then no. They don't need to be working in the same place, living in the same place, because at some point you're going to get tired of seeing each other all the time. So I don't think it's a good idea.
Okay. All right. You should live with each other. But if they don't live with each other, then what? You okay with it?
To a certain point. Because even not living together, they can see each other all the time. And that still can get, like, crazy. Like, you never have a break from this person. Every time you turn around, the same person is right there. You need time. You may need some me time one day, but that person's right there, staring you right in the face. Same lunch hour, same time to get off of work and everything. So you can work in the same profession and even at the same job, just not on the same shift. Nah, not a good idea.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. All right, hold on. Let me go ahead and holler at Ms. Candy. Ms. Candy got to say. Go ahead, Ms. Candy, go.
I agree with Ms. K and Sunshine. Nope, that's not a good idea. Somebody going to get punched in the eye because somebody going to get jealous. It's going to come out. So, no, it's not a good idea.
Punched in the eye. Oh, my God. Okay. All right. Hold on. All right. Lady V, what you think?
I know you hated to come to me because you know my answer going to be real crazy.
Yep.
First of all, y'all know Lady V, just be honest and keeping it real with you. Baby, I done dated men in the workplace. I really could care less because I don't care what people say or what people feel. I ain't never had no problem with dating somebody that I work with. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, that's just who I am. And, I mean, you got to know the type of people that you messing with. I mean, if you just dating him because he fine, you's a dumbass. If you dating her just because she cute, you a dumbass. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Get to know the person. Then, you know what I'm saying, if it happened, it happened, and it is what it is. But y'all on a level that you can communicate and talk about some real type of shit. That's just real. That's how I feel. Now, my problem ain't the dating in the workplace, though. You know, that's not my double standard. What's your double standard?
In the workplace, my double standard is the fact that men getting promotions over women, as if women is not strong enough and smart enough and better at their job than men, but it's okay, you know what I'm saying, as long as we can go to the strip club, smoke a couple cigars, you know what I'm saying, shake hands, bump fists, or whatever we do, we good, but, you know what I'm saying, if, you know, and they feel like women need to bow down. So I don't, you know, I think that it should be equal opportunity in the workplace as far as women being able to get the same promotions as men. We work just as hard, if not harder.
Okay, good. We'll just say that. Disclaimer, Moby, cold-hearted agrees with that comment that you just said, okay? That's my disclaimer, okay? But I agree with what you just said. So all you women out there, Moby, understands you. Power to your bras. I understand. Now, with that being said, that's my disclaimer. Now, with that being said, this is a country that's run on dick. Pussy rule the world, but dick is a motherfucker. You understand why?
And dick keeps fucking it up.
Listen. I'm saying this for a reason. When you want to go look for words, you want to go look for words and what's the meaning for a word, you go look for it in a what?
And your point?
Okay, no, say it.
No, I'm just trying to find out what your point is with this. Let's go down this rabbit hole, Moby.
You go look for it in a...
And your point is?
You still won't say it. Why won't you say it?
Because what is your point behind this?
Okay.
Then don't say your more. Because this don't make no sense. And what's your point?
Okay. You go look for words in a dictionary. The country is run off a dictatorship. You get what I'm saying? You get where we're going with this?
And again. You ain't see it again. And that's why our fucking world is fucked up now, because dick thinks they rule the world.
I don't feel this way, okay? I don't feel this way. I told you that at the beginning of this. Don't cuss me out. I'm just talking for what goes on in life, okay?
I get what you're saying. But what I'm saying is, and that's why our country is fucked up now, because these idiots with swinging dicks think they rule the world. And feel like they is doing a fabulous job at doing it, not realizing that if you was doing so damn good at doing it, why we got homeless people? Why is our veterans out here on the street? Why is women, you know what I'm saying, being looked down on? But y'all doing such a fabulous job.
I have a question. Okay. Now, disclaimer, I don't fuck with Trump at all, okay? Okay, now I'm going to put that disclaimer there. I don't fuck with Trump at all, all right? We're going down this rabbit hole. But let me ask you a question. That's my disclaimer. This is my question to you. Do you trust Hillary with your country? Go ahead.
Do I trust Hillary with my country? Hell, I don't trust man motherfucker. None of them bastards not. You know what I'm saying? Hillary kind of, I was on Hillary's side for a split second, and then she kind of made me kind of be like, damn, Hillary, for real? So on the cool, I'm like, well, see, if y'all run it together, we might be all right. Because they ran the, you have to admit, them goddamn Clintons ran the shit out this country.
I'm gonna ask that question to everybody. Hold on. Fuck that. All right. So, Candy, do you trust Hillary with your country? Yes.
Ooh. Yes, I do. She got Bill on her side. Yes.
Wait, no, that's not a good reason for you to trust her with your country. What the fuck?
Okay.
I do trust her. I'm gonna tell you why I trust her. Cause
you know,
she did run the
Bill
right White House.
Right? You know Bill got
okay.
ass behind that, right?
Okay, but at the end of the day, while he was getting ass and getting his dick sucked, guess what? Hillary was still doing her job as a first lady. So yes, I do trust her. Cause even though you said the dicks run the country, guess what? Some of those dicks act like pussies. So might as well put
right
a real one off in the. Might as well put
right
a real one
that.
Off in the White House. So
you're right about that. I can't wait. I mean, personally, just you know what? Probably as an American, this is the one time that I'm not going to vote. You know why I'm not going to vote? And I'm going to say it on air right now. I have Moby is not going to vote for the president this year. You know why? And Moby's not going to complain what happens to the country at all. Because that's why, as you as an American, if you don't vote, you can't complain about what happens. So I'm not going to complain.
True.
You know why? Because I'm going to let y'all decide what the fuck happens to this country. You know why? Because, nigga, both of these, nigga, I'm not about to be the reason why the country get fucked up between one of these two motherfuckers. No. And they be like, dude, who'd you vote for? Hillary. See, you fucked up already. Who'd you vote for? Trump? See, you fucked. No. I'm. Who you vote for? Nobody. I am nobody. Fuck you. Nobody. What you going to say now? What's your argument? Well, you ain't got nothing to say when shit get fucked up. You right about that. I don't, but you do. And guess what? I ain't got to deal with that bullshit. So, yeah, hold on. Kay, do you trust Hillary with your country?
Yes. I am a Hillary supporter simply because, again, she has experience in this. She has been there, and right, they ran the hell out of this country. So, with that being said, yes, I think that she's over Trump any day. Fuck that. Over Trump, hell yeah, any day. But if she wasn't running against Trump and it was just Trump and somebody else, I wouldn't vote. I mean, I feel you on that. I wouldn't vote. If she's on the ballot, yeah, I think I'm going to try to go for Hillary.
Okay. All right, hold on. Sunshine, go ahead.
Well, being since Hillary is running against Trump or whatever, I honestly don't care because I ain't registered to vote because I don't really care for it. But if I was registered, I would vote for Hillary. I don't trust none of them. No, I don't even trust the bank with my money. So I ain't in it.
Oh shit, hold on one second. I got a text message come through my phone, nigga, to tell me to get off. Go ahead, what you got to say?
Look, I have to get to you, baby. I have to get to you. Look, I agree with all the ladies
on the panel for real. Now if I had to choose between what's the name Trump, I'm not supposed to vote without damn Trump. That's like putting the devil right on up in man. We out man. For real. Like, you just putting the devil right on up in there. So I can't do that, but Hillary, yes. But on the cool, like I said, Hillary and Bill run this country well. We all gonna make it. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, come on, man, let's just be honest. A king can't do it without his queen.
Hey, can I ask you a question? Did you know Bill Clinton sold missiles to China?
Were they bombing us?
I'm just asking, did you know he sold them missiles?
I mean, I'm just asking you, were they bombing us, though? Did we get
at
hit?
The time we were at the time, we wasn't beefing with China, but I'm just asking as an American citizen, would you want your president selling one of the countries that can really kind of destroy you and you get all your things from missiles?
No, I wouldn't say that. I would necessarily be wanting somebody to be selling. I don't want nobody selling anybody. Why would we? See, that's another dumbass thing. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. Men fucking it up. Dicks fucking it up. Because why in the world would we really want to outsource anything? Oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, dang, we just taking everything about the U.S. of A. And why? So they can come kill us?
Oh.
Rabbit hole. All right, so, God forbid, United States gets attacked. Boom. We know exactly who did it. Boom. Now, do you think Hillary would make the right decision and send troops over, or would she just bomb that motherfucker where he's at?
Depends on what type of day she having, I guess.
That's not cool. We already know what Trump said. Trump's going to bomb everybody. Trump don't give a fuck. He got his hands on the missile. He going to bomb your ass.
Yeah, Trump, man, let me tell you. If Trump getting into the presidency, baby, we going straight to war. I'm telling you, this world is over. It's over. Man, read it in Revelations, baby. Everything, man, y'all better read your Bibles. I'm telling you, if Trump get in office, it's going down. It's going down.
Okay.
And not in the Playhouse, y'all. Not in the Playhouse no more. It's going down in the U.S. of the A.
All right, hold on. Okay. So, Candy, I'm going to ask you that same kind of question. If she had a choice between sending soldiers over or bombing that motherfucker, what you think Hillary would choose if she was the president?
I'm like, lady, it depends on that day or that month, that time of the month.
Damn. So you mean to tell me the world, the United States, is dependent on a period? Is that what you're trying to fucking tell me right now?
Yes. I mean, she probably done all the talking in the world. But at the end of the day, she's going to be tired of talking. So it all depends on her day, her mood. If her mood say fuck it and bomb it, then she going to bomb it. If she want to talk, she going to talk. It just depends on her day.
Oh, my God. And these are the reasons why I am not fucking voting. You want me to sit here and say my president depends on what she's going to do? She going to send my little cousin over there? Or she just going to bomb this motherfucker off of her period? No, I'm not about to deal with that stress. Hold on. What's wrong? Hold on. Kay, what do you think? What do you think she should do?
Well, being that Hillary is of an age, I got to kind of disagree with the ladies. What if she's not having a period anymore? So, with that being said, she could just afford the
medical. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, sorry, that's what's coming to America. Ha, ha, ha. Go ahead.
Okay, she could be going through menopause, though. So that could be even worse than going through a period. Because if she's going through menopause, everybody getting bombed. So I think, but because she's a woman and she has something to prove anyway, because everybody already got so much to say before she even gets in office. I truly think that Hillary is not going to so much send our soldiers over there for nothing. Too many of them dying for no reason, you know what I'm saying? When she can just bomb that shit and be through with it. You know, she is a woman at the end of the day. And ladies, y'all know we like to get that shit done and be done with it. We ain't got time for all that gun bumping.
Okay.
So I think I would.
Hold on. Oh, God. Sunshine, I already got to know your answer. What is she going to do? She going to send soldiers over or she going to bomb it?
She better do the fuck right. That's all I know.
What do you feel is the right decision as an American?
For what?
Do you think it's the right decision for her to bomb it, or are you right decision to send soldiers over and handle it?
Man, see, I don't know. My mind is not in the right area right now. But she better just do what's right. She better, at first sense, if she know, okay, yeah, they probably going to keep my ass if I do this, I don't need to do that. She don't need to make that decision. She need to make the right one. She need to make the right one.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. Woo. Hold on. All right. Wow. That was nice, good hour and a half show. I know V's name, yeah. It's cool. I know. I love you, V.
But ladies, I got 7 minutes left on the show. Since Lady V is on, she can do this for me real quick. So you already know what it is, V. Here you go. Do what you do. Boom.
I can't play with you. Anyway, ladies and everyone out there listening, of course, thank y'all for make sure y'all continue to support us 7 days a week. We're going down right here in the Playhouse. We bring you the best show ever. Tune in tomorrow where we have Patrick Washington. He's an author coming into the field in a dish with Lady V about his business and endeavors. You know, make sure y'all come and be empowered. And then, of course, we're going to turn your weekend up and freaking Friday, baby, goes down. We give you 2 hours of nothing but hot, juicy sex. Mm-hmm. So, getting it in, baby, on Friday night uncut. And, of course, if you didn't get enough of us on Friday, we got the Faded on Saturday with Saturday. And then, of course, ladies, we're going to slow it down.
V, we can't hear you.
Wait a minute, little baby. Oh,
there
and my stream. Oh, can you hear me now? You know my, don't judge my phone. Don't judge it. Anyway,
okay,
y'all. So, look, where y'all hear me? Okay, so we got Friday Night Uncut, where we give you 2 good hours, and then we got Saturated Saturdays, you know, where we get you hot and bothered one more again. And then, of course, you know, Lady V going to come in the building and shut it down with your sensual, sexy Sunday, your Sunday night quiet storm. And then we're going to get your week jumping and crunk with get it off your chest. So it's your therapeutic moment. If you need to get it off your chest or want to cut somebody out, call us. Tell us about it. We'll get them. Don't even worry. And then, of course, on Tuesdays, it's some lyrics, no lattes, a whole bunch of Jack Daniels, some Hennessy, and a whole lot of goddamn tequila on the side, okay? So y'all come in. All the authors and the poets is welcome to come in and, you know, read y'all pieces or talk some shit or whatever you want to do. Anyway, just come hang out with us. And then, of course, you got your Moby Long Dick Welly. Moby D was Wet Wet Wednesday. Thank y'all babies for tuning in. Y'all know what to do.
By the
make
way,
sure y'all get empowered, enriching, encouraged to do great things.
Okay. Yeah, it's not that long. By the way, ladies, it's not that long. It's not that long. All right, by the way, just going on record for saying that. All right, thank you, Lady V. Thank you. All right, hold on. Hold on. Okay, yeah. So, like I was saying, it's not that long. I wish it was. Woo! If I was longer, boy, the thing, I'd smack across the room and tie my shoes at the same time. But anyway, I would love to do that. That would be so fun. Yeah. So, ladies, thank y'all for calling Wet Wednesdays. I know I'll be clowning. But yeah, thank y'all for calling Wet Wednesdays, ladies. I appreciate y'all. Y'all can tune in next week where I got another crazy show for you. We'll be talking about some things, doing some things. Might have some new special guests next week, too. Never know. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, ladies, thank y'all for calling in tonight. I want to tell y'all once again that I love y'all. I thank y'all for come supporting me and loving me like y'all always do. And I'm trying to find a song while I'm talking to y'all at the same time. Y'all know I'm ghetto as hell. So I don't know a good song to play, but I'm going to find a good song to play. And let's see here. Ooh, that's a good one. Yep, I'm going to play that one. All right, ladies, thank y'all for calling Wet Wednesdays. Tune in next week where it is going down right here. King Moby, Fast Life on the Move. Welcome to the dark side. Good boy. Love y'all.
Hey, Major. Hey, Major.
I'm going to make you feel me. I'm going to make you feel me. Tell me why you wanna be bad.
tell me why you wanna be petty, and why you calling me daddy. Giving you the best you ever had, babe. Make me feel like you ain't never had it. Stretching you out like you are relentless. Turn around, poke it out so I can grab it. Grab it. That ass over like we in gymnastics. Baby, tell me that you want it deeper. I don't ever wanna come out. Put you in a coma, yeah, a sleeper. I know that your body's been drowned. So, girl, I'm gonna make you silly. I'm gonna make you silly. Tell me, do you wanna be bad? Tell me, do you wanna be bad, babe? Because shots pop out, you buzz off like an Uzi. Think I'm gonna need another mag, babe. Back that ass up on me like I'm juvie. About nothing but action in this movie. It's going down. Turn around, let me feel your booty. I'm a private in your parts of my duty. Girl, give it to me. Baby, you remind me of my cheaper. The way your body's bouncing up and down.